And this is Valley Public Radio. Joe Moore here with Don Fisher this afternoon, and a special interview segment on our program today on Clearly Classical, as we're joined in our studio now by one of the guest artists performing in Fresno as part of the keyboard concert series at Fresno State, the Philip Lorenz Memorial Series this week. In fact, tomorrow night, welcomes to the Fresno State Concert Hall acclaimed pianist Sophia Malikian. She joins us today on Valley Public Radio. Sophia, welcome.
Hello.
Really excited to have you here performing a concert that includes music by Liszt, Granados, and others. Also, this concert is presented in part through the support of Fresno State's Armenian Studies Department. I want to ask you about your Armenian heritage and growing up in Yerevan.
Yes, exactly. I was born in Yerevan, and I lived in Armenia until I was 15 years old. And then we moved to Europe with my family, with my parents. But yes, I'm a true Armenian, very attached to my country, to my people. I go there very often. I go back to Armenia very often.
And you travel across the globe performing in front of audiences. Whether you're in New York or in Paris, do you manage to connect with other people in the Armenian diaspora as you go throughout the world?
Oh, yes. It is impossible not to connect with Armenian diaspora, even if you don't know anything about existence of an Armenian. Like when you are playing a concert, there is always an Armenian that comes up to you after a concert. So, yes. By the circumstances and historical background were expanded all over the world, Armenians. And
now I see you do have one piece by an Armenian composer on your concert bill. Is it something that you make a point of performing music by Armenian composers?
Yes, in general, I try as much as I can get the people familiar with an Armenian repertoire, and especially I love performing Babajanyan. He's one of my favorite composers, and I perform a lot his solo repertoire, as well as chamber music repertoire. He has a wonderful trio, he has a wonderful violin sonata, and also this piece in particular that I'm going to perform tomorrow, poem, belongs to the later period of his time, where his language becomes a little bit more contemporary, and it's a very interesting piece. I play a lot of Armenian music, yes.
There's a lot of national pride with Armenian composers, from Aram Khachaturian,
yes,
to Alan Hovhaness,
yes,
to Komidas, to all sorts of different composers from liturgical to classical and beyond. Is that something that, what is that pride in Armenian composers like from a resident, a native of Yerevan?
Well, first of all, it's they belong to a very strong compositional school. The first, let's say, traditional Armenian composer was Komitas at the beginning of the 20th century. He collected all kinds of folk tunes and transcribed it for different instruments, and for piano, for string instruments. He's, let's say, the father of the Armenian compositional school. And during the 20th century, yes, composers like Alexander Harutyunyan, Babajanyan, Khachaturian, all of them, they had a very individual compositional voice and profile and personality, but all were very influenced by Armenian folklore and Armenian national music, and that you can hear very clearly in all of their compositions. Also, there is like a very wide amount of contemporary Armenian composers. I would like to specifically name one, Vache Sharafyan, who is, I think, very known in California. Also, he's very oftenly performed here in Los Angeles at Dilijan Concert Series. And also Tigran Mansurian, who's from living composers, a wonderful composer.
Of course, your repertoire ranges far beyond those works, though, also performing music by Liszt, Granados, and others in this concert coming up. this tomorrow night, in fact, at Fresno State. I want to take a step back, though, and talk about your education. You went to the conservatory in Madrid.
Yes.
How did you wind up in Spain?
This was thanks to my father. He landed up in Spain working. He's a violinist, and he plays in an orchestra in Spain, and he teaches in the conservatory. So that's how in 93 he went to Spain, and we went after him, his family. So I entered the conservatory the very first year of my being in Madrid. I studied with a wonderful musician, Joaquin Soriano, there. And I lived in Spain for a long time, for 10 years. That's a country that I feel a very big attachment and affection to. My parents still live in Spain. They go back there very often, and they play there very often. So that was my Spanish period. Then for 2 years I was in Paris. I studied at the École Normale de Musique. And then in 2005 I went to New York, to Manhattan School of Music, where I did my master's during 2 years, and then I stayed there and lived there for 10 years.
You talked about your family and their background in music. Was it always your intention to become a professional touring
pianist? No, from the beginning, it was never my intention. It was, let's say, when I was 5 years old, and to be honest, it was imposed. My first piano practice experience was a nightmare, and for me and for my parents. But when I became 13, 14, when I took consciousness of what I was doing, somehow I had an inner revolution, and out of the sudden I started to love it. And then it was the opposite. I would practice for an unlimited amount of time, and like my parents were saying, it's enough.
Did that surprise them?
It surprised them very much, because like before that it was a war to get me practice. So let's say it wasn't a conscious election when I was a child, but now I'm very happy about it. Very thankful.
And now you're touring the globe, performing in some of the world's most prestigious concerts halls, Carnegie Hall in New York, Jordan Hall in Boston. You just recently performed, though, in New York City at
Yes.
Zinc Bar. And I want to ask you about that, because I was looking at your website
Yeah.
today, and I saw, you know, your recent performances, and here's this video from Zinc Bar. And I thought, well, I know Zinc Bar is a jazz club. They do all sorts of different music,
Yeah.
but I've never heard of classical music there. What's it like as a classical artist to go into that sort of nightclub setting and perform for an audience there? Certainly it's an audience that is there for the music.
Obviously.
But
Yeah.
how do you approach that? Do you approach it in a different way than you would, say, performing at Carnegie Hall? What is that experience like for you as an artist to do that? Because it's so different than what we think of, at least today, in the classical music world.
I can say that it is a very, very positive and rewarding experience. And I wish that there are more venues like this, more alternative settings to perform classical music, where the contact with the audience is much closer. You can really enjoy the moment, and the audience can enjoy that moment. And that is very important. That is sometimes a little bit difficult because of the distance that the concert, the traditional concert setting, can set a certain distance between the audience and the pianist. But for example, there it is completely annihilated, and it is a very, very positive experience. So it is run by a very nice lady in New York City who organizes this series, and everybody is very happy to play there.
In a few minutes, we're going to listen to a recording from a video that's online of one of your performances, in this case, the second movement of Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto. Oh, the third movement of the Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto. We'll hear that in a little bit. You're touring right now, performing as a solo pianist. You also perform in an orchestral context. Yes. How is that from just the daily rigor of going out there, being on the road? You're here in Fresno today, you'll be performing tomorrow, and then I imagine you're back on the road somewhere else. But you know, the rehearsal process is different. It's only you on stage versus working with a conductor and an entire symphony. Can you compare and contrast how that's different? Maybe the advantages and disadvantages for you as an artist working in those different settings.
Yeah, it is important, very important for an artist to play in all kinds of settings, starting from solo concerts, finishing by orchestral and also chamber music is very important. And from all those experiences, you learn and you grow as a musician. Now, sure that the psychological kind of mood state is not the same, because with an orchestra, it's like another kind of adrenaline. You are not alone. You are supported by all this. You know, it's a sort of all the chamber music, and the approach of the pianist, of the soloist, has to be like this, at least for me. When I'm with an orchestra on stage, I don't consider myself as a soloist, but I consider myself as a part of this group, which is I try to integrate in that group. And that is very important. And all kinds of musical, spiritual communications on stage are very, very rewarding. It's some kind of another feeling, another satisfaction. With conductor, with other musicians on a chamber group, it's a marvelous feeling.
What's your favorite place that may favorite concert, favorite experience you've had so far in your career? The one that stands out the most for you?
It's hard to say, but for example, this recording that you're going to play of Saint-Saëns Concerto, they played in Madrid, in a city where most part of my educational formation went. It was a very special concert for me. This was one of the most special concerts for me, because it was also one of the first times that I was playing with orchestra in Madrid, and I was playing for friends. I have a lot of friends I was sharing that moment to. So let's say this was one of the, probably the very first competition that I won. It's not it's another, completely another story, like my relation with competitions or my approach to competitions, but it was also a special, let's say, period, special peak in my musical life, the very first competition that they won, that feeling that the work that you have done, everything that you put, everything that you invested time and work, it materialized in some kind of result.
Sounds like a very special occasion indeed. Tell us just a little more about what we're about to hear, the recording. This is featuring what orchestra, and who is the orchestra and the conductor?
This is the Radio and Television Orchestra of Spain, and the conductor is Adrián Lipper.
Wonderful. An acclaimed orchestra, acclaimed conductor, and an acclaimed performance here by our guest joining us in the studio today, Sofia Malikian. She is an Armenian-born pianist and is performing in Fresno tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Concert Hall at Fresno State as part of the Philip Lorenz Memorial Keyboard Concert Series, presented in part with the Armenian Studies Department at Fresno State. This is the third movement from the Piano Concerto of Camille Saint-Saëns. Sofia Malikian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you
very
much.
Listen to your performance. Thank you.